Please stand if you're able for the reading of the gospel. Tonight's gospel is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 21. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you'll have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Here ends the reading. You may be seated. Lord, we thank you for your word and the way that you speak to us through it. May it just come alive to us, Lord. Be meaningful and life-changing. Amen. We embark once again on the season of Lent. A season of introspection, a season of repentance, of turning to God, a season of fasting and prayer, growing closer to Him. And that's a good place to be. Closer to Him is better. You just want to be so close that you basically become one and you can't tell where He ends and where you start. I mean, to be merged with God, what a wonderful thing, huh? Don't we all long for that? He is a God of relationship, and He wants to be in deep relationship with each one of us, not only those of us sitting here, but everyone around the world. It's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That repentance is saying, yeah, okay, God, you're right all along. You're the boss. I'm following you. That's repentance. Turning from the ways which we have set for ourselves and turning to His ways, His higher ways, His better ways, walking in His ways, on right paths, with Him leading us if we're willing to be led. Lent has been observed for centuries. Had the beginnings back in the early church. The Catholics, of course, made it a thing there at 46 days before Easter. The word Lent comes from the Old English lente, or lenten, which means springtime. Also the root for lengthen. The days are getting longer, which is a good thing. I like that. In this time, then, we are looking forward to the death and resurrection of Jesus. We're really looking forward to the resurrection, but you can't be resurrected unless you die first. I mean, it's required. You know. And He did for a good purpose and for a good reason, for us. I don't feel worthy of that. I don't think anybody would really feel worthy of that. If so, they've got a problem with humility, like the people we heard about in the gospel today. Our God is that good. He gives us His free gift of salvation, right? It's an offer that He extends. We We, however, stray. We are human. And that was the case all through the Old Testament. You read about that, again, how they're straying from God, then coming back, and straying and coming back. And that's what the reading starts out with here today. God's coming down on them. He's talking about their rebellion and their sin and how they're persisting in it. They appear to be doing the right things. Okay, they're fasting. All the outward appearances are good. But God sees the heart. He knows the motive behind what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing. And you can't hide it. You can't get away with him. We have people out there that are very good, say, con men or something like that. They can play the game. They can be very convincing. Unfortunately, some of them use their talents and skills not to convince people about the gospel, but about other things. Preying on people. Preying on the elderly. Making phone calls. You know, being convincing. But they can't convince God. He knows. And the people here, too. They're doing all the right things. They're fasting, which is great. Fasting is wonderful. I highly recommend it. It gets your focus back onto God where it should be. And it doesn't have to be fasting from food. Okay, some people are going to spend Lent fasting from things like social media or fasting from who knows what else. Whatever it is that tempts you, and it's basically different for all of us, that's what you need to really look at. Is this thing, or these things, are they getting in between me and God? Are they getting in the way, separating me from God, where I should be drawing close? And ideally, again, who would not want to be close with God? What better place could you possibly be? So, they're fasting. They're doing the right thing, but for the wrong reasons. And God then shows what his priorities are. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke, to share your food with the hungry, provide the poor wanderer shelter, when you see the naked to clothe him and not turn away from your own flesh and blood? This reminds me of Matthew 25. When did I see you hungry or thirsty? When did I see you naked and clothe you? When did I see you needing a place to stay and take you in? You know, as you did to the least of these, so you did unto me. Jesus in that passage is really echoing this, and again showing God's priorities, how we treat others, how we care for others, letting him love others through us. Ideally, it's not us loving others, it's sort of him through us loving others, because that is our motivation, because of who we are as Christians, our identity. We are a force for good in this world, a world which desperately needs it. And again, these things should just become who we are and what we do. It's just our lifestyle, that we feed people, that we give them drink, that we take them in, that we give them clothing, that we visit them. It's also interesting to note that if we do these, then good things happen. Of course, we don't do it for the reward. That's not our motive. It's not to build ourselves up. It's not to accumulate for ourselves treasures here on earth. We should be building up treasures in heaven. But if you are walking in God's ways, if you are doing the right things, he says, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. He's got your six, okay? Military, that's a big deal, watching out behind you. And if God's got your rear guard, hey, you are set. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. He's faithful. You'll cry for help and he'll say, here am I. Yeah. And if God is for you, you know, who can stand against you? He'll guide you always. He'll satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and he'll strengthen your frame. All kinds of good things will result if we do this from a pure heart. For the right reasons, because once again, as always, the motive matters. You can be doing all the right things, but for the wrong reason. It wouldn't be genuine or authentic. And God knows, obviously. He knows each of us better than we know ourselves. So in the gospel today, tonight we heard about Jesus talking about the hypocrites out there praying and fasting and making a big deal of it. They want to look good before people, in front of people. It's a form of pride. And pride or haughtiness in God's eyes, not a good thing. Now, again, there's the good pride, taking pride in your work and things like that, of course. But here, it's the wrong kind of pride, building themselves up. What others think of them, making a show of their offerings, making a show of their prayers, making a show of their fasting. They want to rise high in the opinion of man. Of course, the opinion of God matters more than the opinion of man. And that's what we should be thinking about, what God thinks of us. Why are we doing the things we do? Why do we give to the church? Why do we fast? Why do we pray? Why do we do good things to others? Again, we need to examine ourselves on that. It's really easy for pride to sneak in on those things. It is. It creates an opening. Even if you're doing it for the right reasons, there is a temptation to seek pride, to seek the applause of man. It's not about that. Doing it with the right heart for the right reasons. That's what it's all about here. The Pharisees and others were also so caught up in traditions and rituals. And we see that throughout history too. You know, the Catholic Church in Luther's time caught up in traditions and rituals, and many churches still today perhaps caught up in traditions and rituals. It should be about us and God being in right relationship with Him. Having the right heart, seeking God, serving God, and loving others. When the rituals and traditions become a god, you really need to step back and look. Again, these things are good. The fasting is good. The prayer is good like that. But if it becomes all about the rituals and traditions, all about the rules, all about the things rather than God, we're going the wrong direction. So one of the things I like about Shalom is we're relatively young as a church. We haven't been around a long time. People don't say, well, we've always done it this way. Maybe you've been part of other churches where they are like that. But yeah, let it never be about that. Let it always be about God. Again, the reason, the motive matters. That's what it comes down to in all these readings today and tonight. And as we progress through Lent, then, let us do these things. You know, let us be kind to others, of course. Let us fast. Let us pray. But let us do it for the right reason. To draw closer to God. To honor Him. To humble ourselves before Him. Not seeking the approval of man, but seeking the approval of God. And doing it because we love Him. And we just want to say thanks, God, for all you've done for us and all you continue to do for us. We wouldn't be here without you, obviously. And this is just a small way, Lord, for us to show you how much we love you. Amen.